Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
Time for high school volleyball on WPGW Radio. This broadcast is presented by the sports-minded sponsors you'll hear on this radio sports presentation. And now, for exciting high school volleyball action, let's go courtside.
And a very pleasant good evening, everybody. Rob Weaver here at Franklin Monroe in Pittsburgh, Ohio, as we have high school volleyball between the Fort Recovery Lady Indians and the Franklin Monroe Lady Jets. Fort Recovery comes in with a 9-1 record after coming off their win against Minster last Thursday. And Franklin Monroe, I don't know what their record is. I apologize. The junior varsity match went to Fort Recovery 25-16, 25-12. So Fort Recovery's junior varsity is now 9-2. They took part in the New Bremen Invitational on Saturday. Came away with a 2-1 record in that one. And so they are 9-2 now overall with their win tonight, 25-16 and 25-12. We'll be back with the start of the match right after we pause for this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. As flu season gets underway, make sure you're prepared. Kalp Pharmacy is now offering flu vaccines. No appointment is necessary. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, most insurances, and provides a discount for cash pay. So stop by for your flu shot at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Versailles, Union City, and Bern today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Good luck to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians from Dr. Thomas Banna and all of his staff at the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banna on Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. Dr. Banna's staff includes Fort Recovery graduates Lori Tenn and Chrissy Hartz. The Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banna in Portland. Dr. Banna would love to be your family's dentist. We are set to go. Fort Recovery won the toss, and the Lady Indians will serve first, and there's a service error into the net by Brooke Collig, and that'll give the volleyball to Franklin Monroe. Side out, Franklin Monroe. Here comes the next serve by the Lady Jets. That is Chloe McGlinch, and that is a service error too long. So it'll go back to Whitley Rammel of Fort Recovery. Side out Lady Indians. See if who's going to get the first service point here. Whitley Rammel serves. It's a good one. Having to free ball it back is Franklin Monroe. Here's the set and the kill set by Hope Wendell. And the kill by Fort Recovery's Marissa Garkey. So it's now a 2-1 score. And there's your first official service point of the evening by Whitley Rammel. Whitley will serve again here. It is a good serve dug out by Franklin Monroe. And just going to have to free ball it over. Hitting it over there was Chloe Peters, who's quite a tall young lady. There's a smash and a kill by Paige Fortkamp, who's had just a terrific year this year. And it's now 3-1. And another service point for Whitley Rammel. We'll be at Coldwater, I think it is, on Thursday for a conference matchup this week. There's a block by Fort Recovery back over to the Lady Indians. Hope Window will set for Paige Fortkamp, outside hitter on the smash. Peters will bump it, and here's a hit back over by Belle Cable of Franklin Monroe. Paige Fortkamp, soft hit back to Franklin Monroe, back to Fort Recovery, dug out by Whitley Rammel at the net, and there's a kill for Franklin Monroe. I believe that was Karina Conley with the kill there. So going back to serve now for Franklin Monroe as we have a 3-2 score. Fort Recovery leads by one. Serving here is Janessa Coffer. Good serve. Hope Wendell will set for Paige Fortkamp. Puts it down on the floor. Another kill for Paige Fortkamp. And Fort Recovery bumps their lead now to 4-2. Chloe Showalter will go back to serve now for Fort Recovery. Chloe, one of the seniors on this Fort Recovery volleyball team. It's a good serve. Dug out by Janessa Coffer. Here's the hit and a block by Patch. Back over to Fort Recovery. Olivia Patch on a smash, and it's over the end line. Point Fort Loramie, or Fort, I'll get it right in a minute. Point Franklin Monroe, and Franklin Monroe has side out now. Serving here is Karina Conley. Into the net, service error for Franklin Monroe. They've had too many of those tonight. We've had one so far. Here's Brenna Holman going back to serve now for Fort Recovery. I remember that last basketball season we were over here, and Brenna hit a three-pointer from the corner, which was a big basket for Fort Recovery at the time. Here's a good serve back over to Fort Recovery. Showalter to Paige Judy. Judy free balls it over. Here's the set for Franklin Monroe. The smash by Peters. Played by Kiara Wendell. Showalter. Now to colleague Frank Monroe. Back over, and they got the kill. I think that was Skylar Bauman with the kill. So Bauman will go back to serve here for Franklin Monroe. And there's a ace serve as Kiara Wendell tried to get to it from the back line. Could not do it and give an ace for Skylar Bauman. Bauman will have another serve here. She wears number 7. There's a service error. Another service error for Franklin Monroe. That'll give it back to Fort Recovery. Kiara Wendell will be on the serve now. Just underway here with set number 1. It's Fort Recovery leading 6-5. Good serve by Kiara Wendell, and it's an ace serve for Kiara. That makes a score 7-5. Here's another serve for Kiara. Good serve. Dug out to the net. They're just going to have to free ball that one over. Over to Brenna Holman to Showalter. Here's a hit by Rammel. Now back to Fort Recovery. Chloe Showalter will bump it to colleague. Colleague hits it over. Franklin Monroe will set. Here's Peters on a little dink over. Fort Recovery plays it easily. Brooke Colleague back over to Franklin Monroe. Here's Peters on a smash. Dug out by Kiara Wendell. Brenna Holman passes up here to Brooke Colleague. Colleague gets it over the net. Here's the set for Franklin Monroe. A battle at the net. They're going to say 4 hits on Franklin Monroe. Well, I wondered about that myself. I thought maybe Fort Recovery hit that first in the middle there, but no, a change in the call, so Fort Recovery gets the point. Kiara Wendell will serve again. Now we got a double hit on Franklin Monroe. Another service point for Kiara Wendell. Makes it now 9-5. Lady Indians leading by 4. You're on Fort Recovery Radio tonight and WPGW AM and FM and 105.3 FM. All of our stations tonight. Here's a kill for Franklin Monroe. That was Matilda Earwood, or Earwood, with the kill. E-A-R-W-O-O-D. Side out Franklin Monroe, and now serving here is Chloe Peters. Good serve by Peters, dug out by Kiara Wendell. Here's a smash by Rammel. Franklin Monroe keeps it in play. The hit back to Fort Recovery. Brenna Holman digs it out. Showalter sets for Paige Judy. Judy on a blast. Franklin Monroe keeps it in play, freeballing it back over. Was Bell Cable. Here's a dink over by Whitley Rammel, and she got the little bitty kill. But we'll take it. That's the first one for Whitley. Sideout Fort Recovery. Here's Hope Wendell going back to serve now for the Lady Indians. 10-6 score now. Fort Recovery leads by 4 here in the first game. Hope bounces the ball. Here comes the serve, dug out by Bell Cable on the back line. Here's the hit over to Fort Recovery, and Brooke Colley can't handle it. Give a kill there to Madison Byers for Franklin Monroe, outside hitter. Franklin Monroe, a pretty tall team. We got some tall gals up front here. Hope Wendell will set. There's the hit back over to Brooke Colley, and it's out of bounds. Point Franklin Monroe. Bell Cable gets the service point. 10-8 now. Fort Recovery by 2. Brenna Homan passing to the front. Here's a hit by Whitley Rammel. Franklin Monroe back to Fort Recovery. Hope Wendell will set for Marissa Garkey. Garkey across court hit, and it's too long across the sideline. Point Franklin Monroe. It makes it now 10-9. 1-point lead for Fort Recovery, and Bell Cable will serve again here. It's a good serve dug out by Brenna Homan. Hope Wendell will set. Here's the smash by Marissa Garkey. And played by Franklin Monroe, but it's knocked out of bounds and side out Fort Recovery. Brooke Colley will go back to serve now. The Lady Indians take an 11-9 lead here in the first set. At the home of the Lady Jets tonight, Franklin Monroe High School. And there is a hit into the net by Franklin Monroe. Point Fort Recovery. Give Brooke Colley the service point. It's a beautiful high school here. One of the state of Ohio's projects where they paid for much of the cost of this school. Back over to Fort Recovery. Hope Wendell will set for Whitley Rammel. Whitley cross-court hit. A kill for Whitley Rammel. Makes it 13-9 now. Another service point for Brooke Colley. Brooke wears number 15. She's a senior on this squad. Good serve. Dug out by Franklin Monroe to the front. They're just going to have to free ball it over. Fort Recovery's Hope Wendell sets for Marissa Garkey. Garkey dinks it over. Franklin Monroe, no problem playing that. A block at the net by Rammel. Franklin Monroe plays it. Free balling it over here is Conley. Hope Wendell will set for Fort Recovery. A smash by Paige Fortkamp and got the kill. Paige has not been involved much in the offense tonight, but that's her third kill of the evening. Been a while since she's had one. 14-9. Another service point there for Brooke Colley. And back over to Fort Recovery after the good serve. Here's Kiara Wendell free balling it over to Franklin Monroe. The set by Peters. Here's a smash by Conley, and she got the kill. Karina Conley with the kill. And that makes it now 14-10. Side out Lady Jets. Back to serve now for Franklin Monroe is Chloe McGlinch. M-C-G-L-I-N-C-H. Good serve by Chloe. Kiara Wendell digs it out. Passes to Hope Wendell. Paige Fortkamp on a smash, and it goes out of bounds. Paige Fortkamp just a little bit too much off to the left there, going out of bounds. Service point for Chloe McGlinch. Another good serve here. Here's Paige Fortkamp. Back over to Franklin Monroe. They're in trouble. And they get it over. Whitley Rammel will go to Hope Wendell back to the middle for a smash and a kill for Paige Fortkamp. Another Paige Fortkamp kill. Side out Lady Indians, and Whitley Rammel will go back to serve now with a 15-11 score. Here's the serve by Whitley. Good one. Take that back. Too long. Side out Franklin Monroe. Service error. Look good, but too much mustard. So here's Janessa Coffer serving now for Franklin Monroe, number 3 on her uniform. A good serve. Paige Fortkamp will pass to Hope Wendell, back to Paige. Paige hits it over. Franklin Monroe will play it, just freeballing it back to Fort Recovery. Here's Hope Wendell setting for Paige Fortkamp, and Paige will blast it. Franklin Monroe able to play it. And here's Conley dinking it over. Kiara Wendell will set for Marissa Garkey. Garkey, soft hit over. Franklin Monroe plays that. Back to Kiara Wendell. Hope Wendell will set. There's Olivia Patch on a smash, played by Franklin Monroe. A block. Franklin Monroe keeps it alive, freeballing it back to Fort Recovery. Kiara Wendell to Hope Wendell. Here's a smash by Marissa Garkey. A block. A block by Franklin Monroe, and Paige Forkamp made a valiant effort but could not get there. Volleyball comes over here underneath my table. 15-13. Another serve here for Janessa Coffer, and there's a smash and a kill for Fort Recovery. Did not catch who that was, though. I was looking away. Sorry about that. But that makes it 16-13. Fort Recovery up by three, and here's Chloe Showalter going back to serve for Fort Recovery. There's a good jump serve by Showalter. Franklin Monroe to the front line. Here's the dink over by Conley. The set for Fort Recovery and a smash by Paige Judy. Franklin Monroe plays it. Here's the set. Chloe Showalter setting for Paige Judy. Judy hits it over. Franklin Monroe free balls it back to Fort Recovery. Showalter will set for Paige Fortkamp. And, oh my, I thought that was in. The official down on the line said it was out. So another service point for Janessa Coffer of Franklin Monroe. She's served four in a row, I think, here now. Here's the next one. Dug out by Kiara Wendell. Chloe Showalter will set. There's Olivia Patch with a smash, played by Franklin Monroe, back to Fort Recovery. Colleague will go to the front to Paige, to Chloe Showalter, and nobody could get a good... good hit on it, and what do we got? A timeout?
Stop there.
Chloe, that was a pretty good set, actually. That was.
No. The officials coming over, I think they gave that point to Fort Recovery. I guess. The wrong server. Okay. Wrong server there. So Brenna Homan, they did give the point to Fort Recovery, and it's 17-14 now. And Brenna Homan will go back to serve for Fort Recovery. So Franklin Monroe had a miscue on their service rotation there. So here's Brenna Homan. Good serve by Brenna, and it's almost an ace, but Franklin Monroe keeps it alive. Freeballing it back to Fort Recovery. Kiara Wendell over to Chloe Showalter, who sets for Paige Judy. Paige on the blast, played by Franklin Monroe. Back to Fort Recovery. Showalter will set, and nobody was there to play the ball. Showalter set on the set, but nobody from Fort Recovery came up to do the hitting. Mental miscue on that one. Side out Franklin Monroe. It's 17-15. Here's a smash by Olivia Patch from the outside spot. Franklin Monroe back to Fort Recovery. Chloe Showalter back over to Franklin Monroe. Here's a smash, a block by Olivia Patch. Another smash, cross-court hit is out of bounds. That was Chloe Peters blasting it out of bounds. Point Fort Recovery, and it's 18-15 now, Lady Indians by three. Franklin Monroe giving the Lady Indians a pretty good tussle here. Kiara Wendell serving now for Fort Recovery. Good serve. Dug out. Here's a smash. And what do we got? A block by Fort Recovery, but it went out of bounds. So point Franklin Monroe. Here's Chloe Peters serving now for Franklin Monroe with an 18-16 score. Lady Indians only lead by two, and there's a serve that's out of bounds. Another service error for Franklin Monroe. They've had about five here in this set. You wanting to beat a good team like Fort Recovery, you can't afford those kind of mistakes. Makes it 19-16 now. Fort Recovery leads by three. Hope Window will go back to serve, side out Lady Indians. Good serve. Dug out by Franklin Monroe. They just have to free ball it over, though. They couldn't get their offense going. Hope Window will set for Whitley Randall. Outside hit. Played by Franklin Monroe. Here's the bump by Franklin Monroe. Free balling it back to Fort Recovery. Brenna Homan to Hope Window. Hope hits it over. Here's a smash by Franklin Monroe and a kill. Getting that kill was Matilda Earwood, her second of the evening. Makes it 19-17. Franklin Monroe just won't go away. Here's Belle Cable serving now for Franklin Monroe. Good serve dug out by Brenna Homan to Hope Window. Window sets for Marissa Garkey. Garkey, a little dink, got the kill. Not a major hit, but hey, she just a placement dink there. Marissa Garkey picks up the kill. Here's the serve by Brooke Colling. Good serve. Hope Recovery has side out here now. Over to Kira Wendell. Hope Wendell to Matilda. To Whitley Rammel, as there was a block by Franklin Monroe there. Back over to Fort Recovery. Hope Wendell will set again. Here's Paige Fortkamp hitting it through the block by Franklin Monroe. They play it, though. Hit back to Fort Recovery. Hope Wendell over to Paige Fortkamp. Fortkamp just has to softly hit it over. Here's Conley back over to Fort Recovery, and she got the kill. Karina Conley with the kill. That's her third of the set. And timeout Fort Recovery, 20-18. Fort Recovery leads by only two here in this match at Franklin Monroe High School. We'll be back in a moment here on PG14, J Country 101.
Ta-da! It's Safety Man. Folks, believe it or not, the days are getting shorter and the sun is giving off a lot of glare in the morning and evenings. The crops are tall and it is harder to see around the intersections.
What are you trying to tell me, Safety Man?
Well, PG, when you are on the road walking, running, biking, or driving, remember it's harder for others to see you. Give others plenty of room and wear reflective clothing. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
20-18 is the score. Fort Recovery leads by two here in the first set. Battling a pretty tall Franklin Monroe team. They've got some height on their team. I remember some of these girls from their basketball team last year. Karina Conley, Chloe Peters, both really tall girls. Side out, Franklin Monroe. Here's Chloe McGlinch doing the serving. She's the libero. She's not the libero. Here's Marissa Garkey back over to Franklin Monroe. A smash by Conley, blocked by Whitley Rammel. Back to Fort Recovery. Hope Window will set for Paige Fortkamp. Paige can't get the kill. Franklin Monroe keeps it in play. Conley back over to Fort Recovery. Colleague to Kiara Wendell. And here's Paige Fortkamp. Block. Hope Wendell will set. Here's a deep hit by Brooke Colleague. Franklin Monroe keeps it in play. At the net. What are we going to call here? Franklin Monroe in the net. Violation, and Fort Recovery picks up the point. That was a big point there. That makes it 21-18. It would have been 20-19 had Franklin Monroe been able to score there. Here's Whitley Rammels serving now for Fort Recovery. The set, and here's Conley hitting it back to Fort Recovery. Hope Wendell will set for Olivia Patch, and Olivia puts it down on the floor for the kill. That's her first one of the evening. Couldn't have come at a better time. It's 22-18 now. Give a service point there for Whitley Rammel. Here comes the service point for Rammel. Dug out by Franklin Monroe. The set. There's Hope Wendell to Paige Fortkamp. Fortkamp soft hit over. Easily played by Franklin Monroe. A block at the net. And a kill for Franklin Monroe. Stella Schellebarger, I believe, with the kill there. 22-19, Franklin Monroe hanging in there. Here's Janessa Coffer serving for the Lady Jets. It is a good serve. Dug out by Brooke Collig. Hope Wendell will set for Paige Fortkamp. Fortkamp smashed from the outside hitting spot and puts it down on the floor. Kill for Paige Fortkamp. Number 5 for her this evening. Makes it 23-19 now. And Fort Recovery's in a pretty good spot here now. Now we've got timeout for Franklin Monroe. Fort Recovery leads by 4, 23-19 here in the first set. We'll be back in a moment.
The St. Henry Bank is a fifth-generation family-owned company, and we take pride in serving our local communities when it comes to all of your banking needs with all types of checking accounts and savings accounts, IRAs, home loans, commercial loans, farm loans, student loans, and more. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com for all of your online banking needs. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Rob Weaver here at Franklin Monroe. Eric Catterley is our studio producer at the radio station. Neil Spencer at FortRecoveryRadio.com. Welcome to all of you listening in to the broadcast this evening. Here's Chloe Showalter serving now for Fort Recovery. Chance to put this set away. It is an ace serve. Not able to play it there was Franklin Monroe's Janessa Coffer. So that makes it 24-19 now. Here's your set point. Good serve by Chloe. And Franklin Monroe plays it. Showalter will set for Fort Recovery to Paige Fortkamp. Puts it down, and that's the set. 25-19, the score of the first set. With Paige Fortkamp again the kill there. She had 6 on the set, 6 on the game, and the Lady Indians take a 1-0 lead here against Franklin Monroe, again winning 25-19. Once again, the JV won tonight, 25-16, 25-12, to improve their score to 9-2 on the year. Fort Recovery's trying to win their 10th match of the year. They are currently 9-1 on the season, their only loss to St. Henry in the St. Henry Invitational. We'll be back with the second set coming your way right after this.
Conquer whatever task lie ahead with a Case IH Maxim tractor from Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. Thanks to multiple engine, horsepower, and transmission choices, plus great options, you'll be able to handle anything from tending to livestock to roadside mowing. But even as different as each Case IH Maxim tractor can be, there's one thing that makes them all the same, and that's their exclusive, efficient power and proven SCR technology for greater fuel efficiency with lower emissions. See Hull Brothers Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896.
Choosing the right insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place. Where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Are you suffering from severe dry eyes? Have you failed to receive relief from over-the-counter eye lubricants or prescription Restasis? Kalp Pharmacy can now compound autologous serum eye drops for your dry eyes. Autologous eye drops are comprised of your own blood serum, which contain many components which are not found in artificial tear products. So call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 to speak to one of our knowledgeable pharmacists. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Listen, do you hear it?
Rumble, rumble. What is that, Joe?
Shh, rumble, rumble. There it is again. I'm getting scared.
Joe, I think that's your stomach growling.
You're right. Just listen.
Rumble, rumble. Let's get you a delicious Cooper Turkey deli sandwich and see if that helps you.
Mmm, that is good. Now listen.
Now, what was that?
Oh, that's Betsy. I wanted a glass of milk with my sandwich. Folks, eat more turkey and chase it down with your favorite beverage. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in our community, its farming heritage, and its banking needs, and we're there for you when you need us. Whether you're looking for your next piece of farm equipment or the purchase of seed, fertilizer, or chemicals, the St. Henry Bank can make sure you have the cash flow when you need it most. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Now Franklin Monroe serving here in the second set. And there's Brooke Collig with a kill for Fort Recovery to make it 1-0. Whitley Ramel now back to serve. She had 3 service points in the first game. Good serve here. Dug out by Franklin Monroe, freeballing it back over as Madison Byers. Here's Hope Wendell setting for Olivia Patch, and Olivia gets the kill. Whitley Ramel picks up another service point. 2-0, Lady Indians on top here over Franklin Monroe in the second set. Here's the serve by Whitley. It's too long. Service error. Franklin Monroe wisely let that go. So going back to serve now is Chloe McGlinch here for Franklin Monroe. And it is a good serve dug out by Brooke Collig to Hope Wendell. Wendell sets for Marissa Garkey. Garkey on the hit and got the kill. Libero there on the back line. Bell Cable tried to play it but couldn't get it done. So kill Fort Recovery. Chloe Showalter will go back to serve now for the Lady Indians. Side out Fort Recovery. Good serve dug out by Franklin Monroe to the net. Here's a hit by Conley, and she hits it out of bounds. Point Fort Recovery. Karina Conley hitting that out of bounds. So Chloe Showalter picks up another service point. And here's a dig by Franklin Monroe back to Fort Recovery. Wendell to Paige Fortkamp. Fortkamp got the kill. Man, she just keeps racking them up. What a year she's having. That's 2, 4, 6, 7 kills now for her in this match so far tonight. We have a long way to go yet. She's up there around 15 or more about every match. An ace serve for Chloe Showalter on that one. We got a timeout. Franklin Monroe as they trail 6-1 here in this second set. Fort Recovery off to a flying start. We'll be back in a moment right after this message.
The value in batteries is more than skin deep. For farm and construction equipment, you need batteries built to handle tough off-road conditions. Case IH Magna Power batteries are designed to take a pounding, and Hull Brothers has them for you in Fort Recovery. 4 to 6 pounds heavier than the competition. These are specifically designed to handle the vibration and jolts that can literally knock the life out of other batteries. See Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896. Case IH Magna Power batteries. It's what's inside that counts.
Okay, Chloe Showalter will serve again here. Lady Indians leading 6-1 here in this second set. Up front, we've got Paige Judy, Olivia Patch, and Paige Fortkamp. Good serve there by Showalter. Here's the hit back over by Conley. The set by Showalter to Paige Judy, and Judy gets the kill. That's her first one of the evening, which is a little surprising. Usually she has several by now. But there's one there. Paige Judy with the kill, making it 7-1, and give Chloe Showalter another service point. Chloe bouncing the volleyball. Here's the serve. Dug out by Franklin Monroe. They're in trouble, but they get it over. Brooke Collig to Chloe Showalter. There's Paige Judy with the kill. Give Showalter the assist. Paige Judy with her second kill. Real quick like here. 8-1 now. Lady Indians off to a flying start here in this second set. Showalter serving, and this is a service error this time. 8-2, side out Franklin Monroe. Going back to serve is Janessa Coffer. Janessa bounces the volleyball. Here's the serve. Dug out by Kiera Wendell to Chloe Showalter. Paige Judy just has to free ball it over, and she almost got the kill out of it, but didn't. Franklin Monroe back over to Fort Recovery. Here's Paige Fortkamp on a smash. Played nicely by Franklin Monroe. And they can't get it back over, though. Point Fort Recovery. 9-2 now. Here's Paige Fortkamp going back to serve for Fort Recovery on the side out. Fort Recovery leads by 7 here in this second set. We won the first one, 25-19. A battle at the net. And there is a point Fort Recovery. Give Paige Fortkamp a service point. And Paige serves again. A good one there. Almost an ace serve, but just saving it, freeballing it back was Janessa Coffer. Here's Olivia Patch with a smash. And she got a kill off of Franklin Monroe and out of bounds. 11-2 now. Fort Recovery's dominating so far here in this second game. Paige Fortkamp on the serve. It's a good serve. Back over to Fort Recovery by Chloe Peters. Here's Kiera Wendell over up front to Brooke Collig. Now Franklin Monroe back to Fort Recovery. Showalter will set for Paige Judy. A soft little dink over. Peters back to Fort Recovery, saved by Kiera Wendell. And here's Karina Conley getting the kill from the middle hitting spot for Franklin Monroe. That's her fourth kill of the evening. Side out Franklin Monroe. It's 11-3. Fort Recovery leads by 8 now. And here is Karina Conley going back to serve. Officials say we're ready to go. And it's in the net. Service error for Karina Conley. To 3. Side out Fort Recovery. Kiera Wendell on the serve. It's a good one. And hits the floor. Franklin Monroe not able to get it over. And Franklin Monroe wants another timeout. 13-3. Lady Indians lead here in the second set. So far dominating this game. We'll be back in a moment.
For years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone. And if you need insurance, they do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, your business, your vehicles, and your family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Rob Weaver back at Franklin Monroe High School. Again, you're listening to WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana, 105.3 FM in Portland, and PortRecoveryRadio.com. Kiera Wendell will go back to serve. Here comes the serve for Kiera. Dug out by Franklin Monroe. They try to hit it over on the second hit, and there to stuff it down on the Franklin Monroe side is Fort Recovery. I believe that was Whitley Rammel with the block there, I'll say. Here's Kiera Wendell serving again. Another good serve by Kiera. Smash by Peters of Franklin Monroe, and they're going to say Fort Recovery was in the net. So that'll give a side out to Franklin Monroe, make it 14-4. Fort Recovery leads by 10. Serving now is Skylar Bauman. Here's a smash by Paige Judy back to Franklin Monroe. And the deep hit by Franklin Monroe to Fort Recovery. Showalter to Kiera Wendell. Here's Paige Judy on a kill for Fort Recovery. Side out Fort Recovery, third kill of this set for Paige Judy. She's also a tall young lady. And here's Hope Wendell going back to serve now for Fort Recovery on the side out. 15-4. Hope Wendell, good serve. To the net it goes after the dig, and Franklin Monroe can't play it. Give Hope Wendell a service point. I'm not going to call that an ace, but close to it. Hope will serve again. Good serve. Here's the set for Franklin Monroe. A block by Whitley Rammel. Franklin Monroe free balls it back to Fort Recovery. Hope Wendell setting for Whitley Rammel. Rammel free balls it over, actually, to Fort Recovery, or to Franklin Monroe. Here's a hit by Brooke Collig, and it's in. Kill for Brooke Collig. Cross-court smash. Another service point for Hope Wendell. That makes it now 17-4. Again, Lady Indians won the first set, 25-19. And on their way to a victory in this one. Good serve there by Hope. Freeballing it back over was Janessa Coffer. Here's a smash and a kill for Fort Recovery. I believe that was Marissa Garkey with the kill. Makes it 18-4 now. Lady Indians keep rolling here. Hope Wendell's racking up a few service points in a row. She will serve again. Here's the dig by Franklin Monroe after the good serve by Hope Wendell. And just enough to get over the net and get the kill was Franklin Monroe's Janessa Coffer. She is the libero. That is actually her first kill of the evening. Here's a good serve by Peters for Franklin Monroe. Marissa Garkey, cross-court smash. Couldn't get it to fall in bounds, out of bounds. Point, Franklin Monroe. Chloe Peters will serve again. And it's dug out by Brenna Homan on the back line. Here's the smash by Whitley Rammel, played by Franklin Monroe. Now just freeballing it back to Fort Recovery. And Brenna Homan and Kiera Wendell bumped into each other, trying to both play the ball at the same time. And nobody ended up playing it. And it's a point for Franklin Monroe. Another service point there for Chloe Peters. Good serve this time. Hope Wendell will just freeball it back to the Jets. Here's a smash by the middle hitter and the kill. That was Matilda Earwood with the kill, her third of the evening. Another service point for Chloe Peters. 18-8 now. Here's a good serve dug out by Kiera Wendell. Hope Wendell will pass to Whitley Rammel, and Rammel smashes it down on the floor. Kill for Whitley Rammel. That'll give side out now to Fort Recovery with a lead of 19-8 here. Here's Brooke Collig back to serve now for the Lady Indians. It is a good serve, but Franklin Monroe, well, I think they're going to save it. Yep, they free ball it over. Hope Wendell sets for Paige Fortkamp, and it's another kill for Paige Fortkamp. Number 8 for her tonight, at least. Brooke Collig picks up the service points. 20-8. Good serve by Brooke Collig. Dug out by Franklin Monroe, the cross-court hit, and the kill for Franklin Monroe's Matilda Earwood. Her fourth kill of the evening. Side out Franklin Monroe, and that makes the score 20-9. Lady Indians with a nice 11-point lead. Here's the serve by Belle Cable. Smashed by Whitley Rammel, and Whitley got the kill. That is number 4 for her this evening. That makes it 21-9, and Whitley Rammel will go back to serve. Good serve, or is it? Nope, it's out, just off the sideline. Almost in. Not quite. So side out Franklin Monroe, 21-10 now, and going back to serve for the Lady Jets is Chloe McGlinch. Official is talking with Fort Recovery. Okay, here we go with the serve for Chloe McGlinch for Franklin Monroe. They trail 21-10, and it's too long. Service error, another service error for Franklin Monroe. Too many. Paige Judy comes back in, so we've got Paige Judy, Paige Forkamp, and Olivia Patch on the front line. On the back line is Brooke Collig. Chloe Showalter is serving, and Kiara Wendell's in there. Good serve by Chloe. Here's the hit back over by Conley to Fort Recovery. The set and the smash by Olivia Patch. Bump back over to Fort Recovery. Here's the outside hit by Paige Judy, and they say it's out of bounds. Boy, that was close over there. Paige had an easy kill there if she could have kept it in bounds, but it wasn't to be. So side out now for Franklin Monroe. Janessa Coffer will serve now for Franklin Monroe. Here's the dig by Kiara Wendell. Smash by Paige Judy. This time she gets the kill. Side out Fort Recovery, 23-11. And here's Paige Forkamp going back to serve for Fort Recovery. 12-point lead here for the Fort Recovery Lady Indians, trying to put this set away. Forkamp serve is a good one, dug out by Franklin Monroe at the net. Here's the hit back by Conley, played by Chloe Showalter. Paige Judy hits it back over and got the kill. That was one of those, just let me get it over, and it went in the right spot, and a kill for Paige Judy. That's number 5 for her here and all in this set. Paige Forkamp on the serve again. This is set point. Good serve. Punch back over to Fort Recovery. Chloe Showalter back over to Franklin Monroe. And they get it back over. Colleague to Showalter. Now here's Olivia Patch. Franklin Monroe again on the set. Peters back over to Fort Recovery. A smash by Conley. Played by Fort Recovery. Here's Paige Judy. A block. Olivia Patch back over to Franklin Monroe. Good volley going on here. Here's a smash at the net by Conley, and she gets the kill. Smash by Karina Conley. There's number 5 for her in the kill department. 24-12. Here is Karina Conley serving for Franklin Monroe. Dug out by Kiara Wendell. Showalter to Olivia Patch. Patch the hit in the middle, and she ends up with the kill, and that is the game. Olivia Patch with the kill. That makes it 25-12, the score of the second set. Fort Recovery, the victor. One more to go, and this one will be wrapped up. We'll be back in a moment here on PG-14 and J-Country 101 Radio. Hope you're enjoying the match tonight from Franklin Monroe High School, Pittsburgh, Ohio. Rob Weaver here, and we'll return in just a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries a full line of CPAP and BiPAP machines for sleep apnea. Our respiratory therapist will work with you to ensure proper fitting of the mask for ultimate results and comfort. Obstructive sleep apnea is a common condition in which the upper airway repeatedly collapses during sleep. And if left untreated, OSA can cause stress on the heart, increasing blood pressure, heart attack, or stroke. So call Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery at 800-686-2314 to learn more. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Ta-da! It's Safety Man. Folks, believe it or not, the days are getting shorter and the sun is giving off a lot of glare in the morning and evenings. The crops are tall and it is harder to see around the intersections.
What are you trying to tell me, Safety Man?
Well, PG, when you are on the road walking, running, biking, or driving, remember it's harder for others to see you. Give others plenty of room and wear reflective clothing. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms Fort Recovery, Ohio.
It may not require a textbook, but it's filled with valuable lessons. It may not take place in a classroom, but it's an ideal environment for learning. It may not involve a diploma, but a can help prepare Ohio's young people for life. High school sports. High school sports can play a critical role in a student's overall education. In fact, studies show that students that participate in high school sports are more likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in their academic lives. If you think high school sports are only about competition, think again. Better yet, think about attending a high school sporting event in your community. You'll be amazed by what you see. High school sports. A winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
When you trust your money to a bank, you want to be sure it's in an account that's right for you. At the St. Henry Bank, we are your everyday bank for your everyday busy lifestyle. And we offer a variety of both personal and business checking accounts. And we take pride in helping you decide what type of account best suits your needs. Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And here's the first point of the third set. Brooke Colling serving, and Franklin Monroe couldn't return it on three hits. Another good serve by Brooke Colling. Here is Whitley Ramo on a smash for Fort Recovery. Back over to Fort Recovery and out of bounds off the hit by Skylar Bauman. And it's 2-0 Fort Recovery with the early lead here in the third set. Two straight points for Brooke Colling. She will serve again. Good serve to the front. Here's the hit by Franklin Monroe. Kiara Wendell will set for Paige Fortkamp. Paige on a blast, played by Franklin Monroe, and they hit it out of bounds. Cross-court hit there was out of bounds for Franklin Monroe, making it 3-0. Fort Recovery with the early lead here in the third set. Again, we won the first two sets, 25-19, 25-12. Second one really wasn't. Franklin Monroe was never in that one. Franklin Monroe free-balling it back to Fort Recovery. Hope Wendell will set for Marissa Garkey. Nice smash and got... Oh, they saved it. Hope Wendell will set again. Here's Paige Fortkamp on a smash. And there's Karina Conley on a block for Franklin Monroe, and a point Franklin Monroe. Side out Franklin Monroe now. 3-1 score. Serve for Franklin Monroe. Hope Wendell will set for Whitley Rammel. Got the kill. Off the fist there of Chloe McGlinch, who was also the server that time. Whitley now has a total of 5 kills on the night so far, and she will go back to serve. Good serve. Here's the set for Franklin Monroe, blocked by Olivia Patch. Back to Fort Recovery. Hope Wendell will set for Olivia Patch. And Olivia smashes down on the floor for a kill. Number 5 for her tonight. And it's 5-1. Lady Indians leading by 4 here. Whitley Rammel goes back to serve. And in the net, service error for Whitley. Side out, Franklin Monroe. Now back to serve for Franklin Monroe is Janessa Coffer. Good serve by Janessa. Dug out by... Well, almost dug out by Brooke Colling. I'm going to go ahead and give Janessa an ace serve on that one. Makes it 5-3. Fort Recovery leads by 2. Janessa Coffer serving again. Good serve. Passing to the net. And here's a smash by Paige Fortkamp from the set of Hope Wendell. Back to Fort Recovery. Kiara Wendell setting. Deep hit by Marissa Garkey. Played by Franklin Monroe. Back over to Fort Recovery. Here's the set for Wendell to Olivia Patch. And Olivia gets another kill. Give Hope Wendell another assist. 6-3 now. Side out Fort Recovery. And going back to serve is Chloe Showalter. Chloe has 6 service points tonight, including 2 aces. Here's a good serve by Chloe there. Here's the set for the outside hitter. Smash. Fort Recovery plays it. And Paige Judy dinks it over. Franklin Monroe keeps it in play. McGlinch back over to Fort Recovery. Here's a little dink for Olivia Patch. Franklin Monroe keeps it alive. And there's a kill for Franklin Monroe. Hitting it through the block was Chloe Peters of Franklin Monroe. She's a senior on this Lady Jets team. There's the serve now by Karina Conley. Good serve. Paige Judy on a smash, and I think it's too long. It is. Out of bounds, point Franklin Monroe. Give Karina Conley a service point. She will serve again. Good serve. Dug out by Paige Judy to Chloe Showalter. Showalter sets for Olivia Patch. They're going to call four hits. Boy, thought that might have been blocked by Franklin Monroe, but I guess not. Four hits called on Fort Recovery, so it's another point for Karina Conley. Here's another good serve. Showalter will set for Paige Fortkamp. Fortkamp on the outside hit and got the kill. That gives Paige a total of 9 kills on the evening. And Paige Fortkamp will go back to serve. It's a good serve, dug out by Franklin Monroe. Janessa Coffer going to call a double hit on Franklin Monroe. Point Fort Recovery. Give Paige Fortkamp the service point. She will serve again. Dug out by Franklin Monroe. This time they have to free ball it over. Chloe Showalter will pass to Kiara Wendell. Here's a hit by Paige Judy. Franklin Monroe back to Fort Recovery. Here's Showalter setting for Paige Judy, and there's a kill for Paige Judy. Not able to make the return there. Another service point for Paige Fortkamp. Paige will go back and serve. It's now 9-6, Fort Recovery by 3. Here in this third set, we lead 2-0, and we got Fort Recovery in the net there. So that's a point for Franklin Monroe. Going back to serve for them now, Skylar Bauman. Good serve. Showalter will set for Olivia Patch. Olivia hits it in the net. Service point for Franklin Monroe. They will serve again. Showalter sets for Paige Fortkamp. A smash at the net and give Fortkamp the kill. That's number 10 now for Paige Fortkamp. And here is Kiara Wendell serving for Fort Recovery. Jump serve is a good one. Dug out by Franklin Monroe. They're just going to have to free ball it back. And they do get it over to Fort Recovery. Showalter will set for Whitley Rammel. Rammel on a little dink played by Franklin Monroe. Showalter sets again for Paige Judy this time. They're going to say Franklin Monroe was in the net. It's probably going to be a kill anyway there. So give Kiara Wendell a service point. She'll serve again. Now 11-8. Fort Recovery by 3 over Franklin Monroe here in the third set. Back over to Fort Recovery. Showalter setting for Paige Judy. Paige hits it over. Franklin Monroe on the return. Showalter on the set, and they're going to call her for a double hit. Hey, 11-9. Back to serve now for Franklin Monroe's Chloe Peters. Good serve dug out by Paige Fortkamp to Showalter. Showalter will set for Paige Judy. Outside hit is played by Franklin Monroe. And there's a kill for the Lady Jets for Matilda Earwood, her 5th of the evening. Another service point there for Chloe Peters. She'll have another one here. And I think we should have let that one go, but we played it. So here is a hit by Paige Judy, and she got the kill anyway. Paige Judy has really been red hot here in the second set. Had no kills in the first set, but she now has a total of 7 kills on the night through the last 2 sets. We're only about halfway through this last set. Hope Wendell will go back to serve for Fort Recovery. It's a good serve dug out by Franklin Monroe. Here's the smash over to Fort Recovery, played by the Lady Indians, Hope Wendell. Here's the set for Franklin Monroe on their side, and they got the kill. That was Skylar Bauman getting the kill there for Franklin Monroe. Here's a serve by Bell Cable of the Lady Jets. And a block by Conley for Franklin Monroe. And there's a point, Franklin Monroe. That's her second block of the evening. Bell Cable serving for Franklin Monroe. She is their libero. Here's the serve. Here's the pass to the net to Hope Wendell. The smash by Whitley Rammel. And Whitley gets the kill. Give Hope Wendell another assist. She has many each match. Tonight is no difference. Side out Fort Recovery. Brooke Colley going back to serve now for the Lady Indians. It's a good serve by Brooke. Dug out by the back line of Franklin Monroe. Conley just free balls it over. Here's Hope Wendell setting for Paige Judy. A deep hit played by Franklin Monroe. And there's a kill for Chloe McGlinch of Franklin Monroe. Side out Lady Jets, and we're tied at 13-13 here in the third set. McGlinch serving now. Hope Wendell will set for Paige Fortkamp. Cross court hit is out of bounds. Point Franklin Monroe, and they take the lead 14-13. First time they've been in the lead in a long time. Chloe McGinch will serve again. Good serve. Pass to Hope Wendell, who sets. Fort Recovery couldn't get it over. Marissa Garkey couldn't get a good angle on it over there and couldn't get it over on the third hit. So Fort Recovery calls timeout as the Lady Jets have taken a 2-point lead here in the third set, 15-13. We'll be back in just a moment on PG-14, J Country 101.
At Hull Brothers and Fort Recovery, we know that maintaining your equipment's health keeps it running at peak performance. That's why we carry genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries for your total maintenance solutions. Achieve longer service intervals and higher performance with OEM lubricants. Maximize your engine's efficiency with Case IH approved filters, and depend on our quick starting batteries designed to handle extreme vibrations and temperatures. Visit Hull Brothers and Fort Recovery today and purchase your genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries to get the most out of your investment.
Again, our next match for the Lady Indians is Thursday. I had said earlier I thought it was Coldwater. That's next week. Thursday is Delphus St. John's. We are at home with Delphus St. John's on Thursday, and we'll have that match for you here on the radio and on FortRecoveryRadio.com. So tonight we're at Franklin Monroe. Thursday we'll be at home with Delphus St. John's. 15-13. Lady Jets continue their serve. It's a good one. Hope Wendell will set for Paige Fortkamp. And Paige gets the kill. Side out for recovery. That's number 11 now for Paige Fortkamp. Coming in to serve is Aubrey Kanapke for Fort Recovery. 15-14. Lady Indians trail Franklin Monroe by 1 point. Good serve by Aubrey. Here's the set at the net. Conley on the smash and hits it out of bounds. No, they say it was deflected by Fort Recovery. So give Conley a kill. Karina Conley. For her, that is number 6 tonight. Going back to serve now is Janessa Coffer. There's a good serve by Janessa. Hope Wendell will set for Olivia Patch, and Olivia gets the kill.
Hey, maybe Martin to see that. Nice job.
It's number 7 now for Olivia Patch. And Chloe Showalter will go back to serve now. for the Lady Indians. It is a good serve dug out by Franklin Monroe. Here's the smash. Fort Recovery's Olivia Patch back over to Franklin Monroe. Back to Fort Recovery. Here's Showalter setting for Olivia Patch and got the kill. Another kill for Olivia Patch, number 8 for her tonight. And makes it 16-16. We're all tied up again. Chloe Showalter now serving. It's a good serve dug out by Franklin Monroe. Here's the smash and the kill for Franklin Monroe. That was Chloe Peters with the kill that time. That's her second kill this evening. And we go back to Karina Conley serving now for Franklin Monroe. They lead by one, 17-16 here in the third set. Chloe Showalter was set for Paige Judy. A little dink is out of bounds. So, another point for Karina Conley. 18-16. Conley with the serve. Dug out by Paige Forkamp. Here is a set by Showalter for Olivia Patch. Patch on the hit. Franklin Monroe returns it. Here's the set for Showalter to Paige Judy. And Paige gets the kill. That was a placement hit there as Chloe McGlinch tried to get it, but could not do so. So Paige Forkamp back to serve. It's a good serve. And in the net goes the hit there by Bell Cable. Makes it 18-18. We're all tied up. Paige Forkamp back to serve again. Dug out by the back line. There's Franklin Monroe hitting it over to Fort Recovery and getting the kill. Chloe Peters picked up the kill there. Number 3 for her on the night. Side out Franklin Monroe and going back to serve now. Skylar Bauman for the Lady Jets. Fort Recovery leads 2-0. We won the first set 25-19 and the second set 25-12. Trailing here in this set 19-18 though. Showalter will set for Olivia Patch and a block by Franklin Monroe's Matilda Earwood. Give the service point there to Skylar Bauman. Bauman serves. Played by Fort Recovery. Showalter has to free ball it over. Here's the set for Franklin Monroe. They free ball it back, and they're going to stay in the net. In the net was Fort Recovery. It was in the net there. So another serve for Franklin Monroe. This time, Paige Judy gets a kill to stop that serve. It's number 9 for Paige. Again, she had no kills in the first set. These 9 kills all coming in set 2 and set 3. Here's Kiara Wendell serving now for the Lady Indians. Good serve on the set at the net. Hitting it over is Chloe McGlinch. Here's Paige Judy hitting it over and it's out of bounds. Point Franklin Monroe. The official had first signaled it was Fort Recovery's point, but said, my mistake. It did look like it was out of bounds. I would agree with her. Chloe Peters will serve now for Franklin Monroe. They have a 22-19 lead, and Fort Recovery wants timeout. Timeout, Lady Indians. Here at Franklin Monroe High School, we'll return in just a moment on PG14 and J Country 101 Radio.
Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you, too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you, too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Fort Recovery trying to nail down win number 10 here tonight. Franklin Monroe's being kind of pesky here in this third set. Franklin Monroe leading 22-19. You are listening to WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana, and 105.3 FM and FortRecoveryRadio.com tonight. Good serve by Franklin Monroe. Showalter sets for Whitley Rammel, who got the little dink kill. Let's see, for Whitley tonight, that is a total of 7 kills on the evening. Hope Wendell will go back to serve. Lady Indians trailing 22-20 here in the third set. Franklin Monroe wins this set. We'll go to a fourth set tonight. Here's Hope Wendell on the serve. It's a good one to the net. And there is the kill for Fort Recovery. Whitley Rammel and Marissa Garkey were right there together to give Fort Recovery the point. Hope Wendell will serve again. Good serve. Smash back and a block by Whitley Rammel. Back to Fort Recovery. Paige Fortkamp to Marissa Garkey. Garkey free balls it to Franklin Monroe. Battle at the net. And free balling it back to Fort Recovery. Franklin Monroe. Hope Wendell will set for Whitley Rammel. And Rammel gets the kill. Another assist for Hope Wendell. It's tied 22-22. Timeout is called by the Franklin Monroe Lady Jets. We'll be back.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Ohio. This is sportsmanship. School sports. It's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
22-22 is the score. We're in the third set tonight. I'm Rob Weaver here. Again, our studio producers, Eric Caddley at the radio station and Neil Spencer at FortRecoveryRadio.com. We hope you're enjoying the broadcast tonight. Lady Indians trying to nail down this match with a come-from-behind win here. Haven't trailed much tonight, so this has been the longest that Franklin Monroe has been in the lead, but we're tied at the moment, 22-all. Franklin Monroe free balls it back to Fort Recovery after the good serve. Hope Wendell will set for Whitley Rammel. A smash and a block, and Whitley Rammel gets the kill. Franklin Monroe able to block it, but the block went off and out of bounds. Point Fort Recovery. Here's your match point for Hope Wendell. I'm sorry, not match point. We're 23-22. Hope Wendell will set for Whitley Rammel, and Rammel hits it out of bounds. Tied at 23-all. We might be headed for overtime on this one. Here's the serve now for Bell Cable of Franklin Monroe. It's good. Paige Fortkamp passing to Hope Wendell, who sets for Marissa Garkey. Back to Fort Recovery. Wendell sets again. That's Hope Wendell. And here's a smash by Paige Fortkamp from deep and gets the kill. That's one of those El Lucko ones. 24-23. Timeout for the Lady Jets of Franklin Monroe. We'll return here in just a moment on PG14, J Country 101.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. As flu season gets underway, make sure you're prepared. Kalp Pharmacy is now offering flu vaccines. No appointment is necessary. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, most insurances, and provides a discount for cash pay. So stop by for your flu shop at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Versailles, Union City, and Bern today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Okay, Brooke Collig now serving match point here. It's a good serve. Dug out by Franklin Monroe. Here's the smash by Conley, played by Brooke Collig, and hit out of bounds. I think if Brooke would have let that go, I don't think it was going to be inbounds, but She thought it was too close and tried to play it, and she hit it out of bounds. So it's tied at 24-24, and we are going to go to overtime. You have to win by two. Tied 24 all at the moment. There's a smash by Paige Fortkamp and a block by Franklin Monroe. Conley gets the block. So now it's 25-24, and Franklin Monroe has a match point serve. Good serve dug out by Kiara Wendell. Hope Wendell will set for Whitley Rammel. A block by Conley, and it's a point. Franklin Monroe, and they win 26-24. Another block by Conley. Franklin Monroe wins 26-24. Here in the third set, we go to set number four tonight here on PG 14 and J Country 101 Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a moment.
Listen, do you hear it?
Rumble, rumble. What is that, Joe?
Shh.
Rumble, rumble.
There it is again. I'm getting scared.
Joe, I think that's your stomach growling.
You're right. Just listen.
Rumble, rumble. Let's get you a delicious Cooper Turkey deli sandwich and see if that helps you.
Mmm, that is good. Now listen.
Moo, moo. Now what was that?
Oh, that's Betsy. I wanted a glass of milk with my sandwich. Folks, eat more turkey and chase it down with your favorite beverage. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
When you trust your money to a bank, you want to be sure it's in an account that's right for you. At the St. Henry Bank, we are your everyday bank for your everyday busy lifestyle. And we offer a variety of both personal and business checking accounts. And we take pride in helping you decide what type of account best suits your needs. Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Conquer whatever tasks lie ahead with a Case IH Maxim tractor from Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. Thanks to multiple engine, horsepower, and transmission choices, plus great options, you'll be able to handle anything from tending to livestock to roadside mowing. But even as different as each Case IH Maxim tractor can be, there's one thing that makes them all the same, and that's their exclusive, efficient power and proven SCR technology for greater fuel efficiency with lower emissions. See Hull Brothers Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896.
Choosing the right insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place. Where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Once again, you're in tune with WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana, 105.3 FM in Portland, and FortRecoveryRadio.com tonight, Fort Recovery Lady Indian Volleyball, and we are 2-1 leaders in this match, and they're going to call Franklin Monroe in the net here to start things off, so that's a point for Fort Recovery. Whitley Rammel will go back to serve for the Lady Indians. Fort Recovery leads 1-0. Good serve by Whitley. Here's the hit back over by Karina Conley. Whitley Rammel going to the net, and we got smash hit out of bounds by apparently by Paige Fortkamp. And so it's a point, Franklin Monroe, and we're tied up at 1-1. Going back to serve now is Chloe McGlinch. Good serve. Hope Wendell will set for Marissa Garkey, and Marissa gets a kill. Marissa Garkey with her fifth of the evening. Here comes Paige Judy in for Fort Recovery, and Hope Wendell will go out. Chloe Showalter will be serving now for the Lady Indians. It's a good serve dug out by Franklin Monroe, and it's going to be an ace serve as that ball veers out of bounds. So give Chloe her third ace of the evening. Chloe will serve again. Good serve dug out by Franklin Monroe. Back over to Kiera Wendell, who will pass to Chloe Showalter. Showalter sets for Paige Fortkamp, and Paige Fortkamp gets the kill. That is number 13 now for Paige Fortkamp tonight. Got an injured player. Coach checking on Bell Cable. Give Chloe Showalter the service point. Good serve again. Here's a hit, a block by Fort Recovery, and just free balling it over, but out of bounds is Karina Conley. And so Fort Recovery picks up the point. Chloe Showalter with another service point. 5-1. Lady Indians off to a big lead here. Here's the set for Franklin Monroe. Karina Conley back to Fort Recovery. And four hits called on Fort Recovery. Coming in for Franklin Monroe there is Janessa Coffer, and leaving is Madison Byers. So here is the serve now for Coffer. It's a good serve. Dug out by Paige Fortkamp to Showalter. Here's the hit by Paige Judy, and Judy gets the kill. That's number 10 in the kill department for Paige Judy tonight. And again, she had zero kills in the first set. Good serve by Paige Fortkamp at the net, and Franklin Monroe can't play it. Give Paige Fortkamp a service point. Paige serves again. This time it's out of bounds. Service error for Paige Fortkamp, and that'll give the side out to Franklin Monroe. 7-3 is the score. Lady Indians leading the Lady Jets here in the fourth set. And Fort Recovery leads this match 2-1. Kill for Paige Judy off the fingertips of one of the Lady Jets. That's number 11 now for Paige Judy. So between the two Pages tonight, as is usually the case, they are racking up the kills. Paige Judy with 11, Paige Fortkamp with 13. Good serve by Fort Recovery. Showalter will hit it over on the second hit. Franklin Monroe back to Fort Recovery. Kiera Wendell will set for Paige Judy. Judy on the hit, played by Franklin Monroe. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery. They're in trouble. Kiera Wendell free balls it over. Franklin Monroe to the net. Here's the set. Here comes the outside hit. A block for Fort Recovery. Give the block there to Paige, Brooke Colling and to Whitley Rammel. Here is Kiera Wendell on another serve, and this time it's out of bounds. We've had our share of service errors also tonight. So now serving for Franklin Monroe, Skylar Bauman. Good serve dug out by Paige Fortkamp on the back line. Here's Paige Judy with the hit, and it's too soft and not across the net. Hitting error there for Paige Judy. Makes it 9-5 now. Fort Recovery with the lead here in the fourth set. Skylar Bauman serving for Franklin Monroe. Good serve dug out by Paige Fortkamp. Chloe Showalter will set for Paige Judy. Over to Franklin Monroe. Here's a battle at the net. Franklin Monroe keeps it alive, and they're going to call a double hit on Franklin Monroe. I've been watching a lot of volleyball in my lifetime, and I still have a hard time calling that double hit. 10-5, Fort Recovery with the serve. Hope Wendell will serve. Here's the free ball back over to Fort Recovery. Hope Wendell to Brooke Colling, and Brooke got the kill, deflected by Franklin Monroe. I guess it's my own opinion that I don't think it's that big of a deal. The double hit calls that I see, but whatever. And there's an ace serve for Hope Wendell. Way to go, Hope. That makes it now 12-5. Fort Recovery jumps out to a lead here in the fourth set, leading by 5. Timeout, Franklin Monroe. We'll be back.
The year was 1907. The Cubs won the World Series and the Ford Model R hit the assembly line. While here in Ohio, school administrators came together to form the Ohio High School Athletic Association. One thing that hasn't changed since 1907 is the dedication of the OHSAA to education-based athletics in Ohio. School sports teach responsibility, sportsmanship, and life lessons that stay with students long after their playing days are over. The OHSAA seeks to prepare students not for the next level of sport, but for the next level of life.
And we prepare for the next half of this set. About halfway through, Fort Recovery leads 12-5. Fort Recovery won the first set 25-19. They won the second set 25-12. Franklin Monroe won the third set 26-24. That's why we're in a fourth set here, and Fort Recovery is leading 12-4, or 12-5, rather. And now there's a service error for Hope Wendell hitting it into the net. So it's now 12-6. Side out, Franklin Monroe. Chloe Peters will go back to serve now for Franklin Monroe. Good serve. Fort Camp to Hope Wendell. Here's Marissa Garkey free-balling it over. Franklin Monroe hits it back to Fort Recovery. And out of bounds off of Madison Byers. Side out, Fort Recovery. Brooke Colley going back to serve now for the Lady Indians. She's had quite a few service points tonight. Good serve there. Here's the smash and the block. Franklin Monroe keeps it alive. Here's a hit back to Fort Recovery. Saved by Brooke Colley to Kiara Wendell. Now Paige Fortcamp free balls it over. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery. And a kill. Pretty sure that was Skylar Bauman with the kill there for Franklin Monroe. That makes it 13-7 now, and here to serve for Franklin Monroe is Belle Cable. Good serve by Belle. Kiara Wendell passing to Hope Wendell. Wendell sets for Marissa Garkey. Blocked by Conley. Back to Franklin Monroe again. Here's Fort Recovery. Hope Wendell with the set for Rammel, and back to Fort Recovery again. Marissa Garkey back over to Franklin Monroe. Double hit on Franklin Monroe. Boy, I just don't see that. Whitley Rammel will serve here for Fort Recovery. And it's out of bounds. Service error. 14-8. Fort Recovery leads by 6. Franklin Monroe's McGlitch with the serve. Good serve. Here is Marissa Garkey. A thundering hit on the floor for the kill for Marissa. And that gives her 6 kills on the evening. Chloe Showalter goes back to serve. Good serve. Back over to Fort Recovery. Now Chloe Showalter hits it back to Franklin Monroe. They're going to call Fort Recovery in the net there. Side out, Franklin Monroe, 15-9. Fort Recovery by 6. And here's Janessa Coffer serving now for the Lady Jets. It's a good serve. Dug out by Kiara Wendell. Here's a smash by Paige Judy right down the line and hit it out of bounds. Just off the boundary line there on the far side. Now here is Franklin Monroe serving. Serving once again is Janessa Coffer. Good serve. Here's a smash and a kill for Paige Fortcamp. It's number 14 for her now. 16-10, 6-point lead for the Lady Indians, and Paige Fortcamp will go back to serve. Good serve dug out by the back line for Franklin Monroe. Here's Cable free balling it over to Fort Recovery. Showalter will set for Olivia Cash, a Patch, and Olivia gets a kill. Olivia Patch with the kill. Number nine for her. So we almost have three in double figures in the kills department here this evening. Paige Fortkamp on a good serve. Back to Fort Recovery. Showalter will set at the net. Paige Judy able to get it back over. They're going to call Fort Recovery in the net. So 17-11, side out Franklin Monroe, and Fort Recovery leads by six here in the fourth set. We win this set, this match is over. If we don't, it goes to a fifth set. Karina Conley serving, good serve. Here's Olivia Patch getting a kill for Fort Recovery off the fingertips of Janessa Coffer. And there's the 10th kill of the evening for Olivia Patch. So we now have three in double figures with kills. Paige Judy, 11. Paige Fortkamp, 14. And Olivia Patch with 10. And Whitley Rammel's almost there. She has 9. Here's a ace serve for Fort Recovery. 19-11 now. Lady Indians, a pretty commanding lead here in this fourth set. That was Kiara Wendell with the ace serve. That's her second ace of the night. She will serve again. Played by... I'm going to go ahead and call that an ace serve. Another ace serve for Kiara Wendell. Played by Franklin Monroe, but they couldn't get a second hit out of it. Timeout. Franklin Monroe will return in a moment here on PG-14 J Country 101 Radio. Fort Recovery trying to nail this baby down.
Ta-da! It's Safety Man. Folks, believe it or not, the days are getting shorter and the sun is giving off a lot of glare in the morning and evenings. The crops are tall and it is harder to see around the intersections.
What are you trying to tell me, Safety Man?
Well, PG, when you are on the road walking, running, biking, or driving, remember it's harder for others to see you. Give others plenty of room and wear reflective clothing. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Once again, our next Fort Recovery volleyball match is Thursday at home against Delphus St. John's. Always nice to beat the Lady Blue Jays in anything. The guys or the gals, as far as that goes. So Delphus St. John's in town on Thursday nights. Fort Recovery is favored in that one, so we'll see how that turns out. Here's Kiara Wendell serving again for Fort Recovery. And it's a let serve, but it's a good one. And here's the hit back to Fort Recovery, blocked by Lady Indians. Another block, and Franklin Monroe can't get it over. Another service point for Kiara Wendell. Twenty-one to 11. Good serve by Kiara. Here's the set for Franklin Monroe. The smash and the block for Whitley Rammel and Paige Judy. Point Fort Recovery. 22-11 now. Kiara Wendell will serve again. Good serve. Here's the free ball over to Fort Recovery. Paige Fortkamp on the dig on the back line. Whitley Rammel hits it over and gets the kill. And that's her 10th kill of the night. So we have four with double figures on kills tonight. Isn't that amazing? Another service point for Kiara Wendell. It's 23-11. Fort Recovery leading here. Another good serve. Franklin Monroe in trouble. They have to free ball it over. And now Fort Recovery free balls it over. Here's the smash back to Fort Recovery, saved by Paige Fortkamp. Here's the hit over by Paige Judy, who tried to find the open spot, couldn't get it. And Franklin Monroe can't return, and it's a point Fort Recovery. Here we go with match point now for Fort Recovery. 24-11 lead here. Here's your match serve by Kiara Wendell. It's a good one. Franklin Monroe free balls it back to Fort Recovery. Here's the set. Showalter setting for Whitley Rammel, and there's the kill, and that is the match. Whitley Rammel with the last kill, giving her 11 on the night. And Fort Recovery has won this match 3-1, winning 25-19, 25-12, losing 26-24, and winning 25-11. We'll wrap it up right after we pause for this.
When you trust your money to a bank, you want to be sure it's in an account that's right for you. At the St. Henry Bank, we are your everyday bank for your everyday busy lifestyle. And we offer a variety of both personal and business checking accounts. And we take pride in helping you decide what type of account best suits your needs. Stop in and see us today, the St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The value in batteries is more than skin deep. For farm and construction equipment, you need batteries built to handle tough off-road conditions. Case IH Magna Power batteries are designed to take a pounding, and Hull Brothers has them for you in Fort Recovery, 4 to 6 pounds heavier than the competition. These are specifically designed to handle the vibration and jolts that can literally knock the life out of other batteries. See Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896. Case IH Magna Power batteries. It's what's inside that counts.
For years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone. And if you need insurance, they do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, your business, your vehicles, and your family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect. Officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports. There's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Back here to wrap it up at Franklin Monroe. Again, Fort Recovery wins 3-1 over Franklin Monroe to win their 10th match of the year. They're 10-2 on the year now. Congratulations to, 10-1. 10-1 now on the year. Congratulations to Fort Recovery. Franklin Monroe on their stats real quickly. Bell Cable had 3 service points. Carmina Conley with 6 kills, 4 blocks, and 3 service points. Chloe Peters had 4 service points and 3 kills. Janessa Coffer with 1 kill, 5 service points, including an ace. It was Chloe McGlinch with 4 service points. Stella Schellebarger with a kill. Madison Byers with a kill. Matilda Earwood had 5 kills and a block. Skylar Bauman with 3 kills and 4 service points, including 1 ace. Fort Recovery, we had 4 in double figures in kills tonight. Isn't that... Fort Recovery, getting back here to the stats here. Fort Recovery had 4 in double figures. Paige Judy with 11 kills. Paige Fortkamp with 14 kills. It was Olivia Patch with 10 kills and Whitley Rammel with 11. So the statistics, Paige Judy had 11 kills and 1 block. Marissa Garkey had 6 kills. Paige Fortkamp with 14 kills and 9 service points. It was Kiera Wendell with 13 service points, including 3 aces. Chloe Showalter ended up with a total of 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 service points, including 3 aces. Brooke Collig had 8 service points, 3 kills, and 1 block. Also, Olivia Patch with 10 kills. Hope Wendell with a total of 7 service points, including an ace. And Whitley Rammel had 11 kills, 3 blocks, and 5 service points. And that's basically it. Again, an amazing 4 kids in double figures in kills tonight. Paige Judy with 11. Paige Fortkamp with 14 to lead the way there. Again, Olivia Patch with 10. Whitley Rammel with 11. 10-1 record now for the Fort Recovery varsity. The junior varsity goes to 9-2. They won tonight 25-16, 25-12. Again, the set scores in the varsity. Fort Recovery wins 25-19, 25-12. Lose the third set 26-24, and they win the final set 25-11. Until Thursday night when we have Delphus St. John's at the Fortside Fieldhouse, I'm Rob Weaver saying have a very pleasant good evening. Thanks to our studio producers tonight, again, Eric Catterly at the radio station and Neil Spencer at FortRecoveryRadio.com.
You've been listening to exciting high school volleyball action on WPGW Radio.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.